Welcome to another installment of That's Not the Point podcast. I'm here, Natasha, with my girl G. What's up, G?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm great. So I just saw you sipping on something. What are you drinking?
It is pineapple. It is
Ooh.
lemon, a lot of lime, a lot of lime, and a lot of frozen pineapples and some sparkly water. I don't know, but I shouldn't have sugar. I don't want to talk about it, but
You don't want to
whatever.
talk about it? Which brings us to the theme of today's show. We're calling it The Rhythm Is Gonna Get You. Why are we calling it The Rhythm Is Gonna Get You? Because we were talking about like sugar and diets, Ozempic and everything and keto and what we're trying to like eliminate, but how it eventually gets you.
It gets you. It really does. On and off for the last few years, and I don't know about you, I have this, problem, love-hate relationship with carbs. I told you I do boxing. Our little community is like super tight. We like to converse and talk about our diets and things like that. I have a really good friend. He's amazing. He's from South America, transplant like me. I told him about keto, and he was like fascinated. Keto diet really works, especially if you have somewhere to be, like a wedding or an anniversary or like milestone you have to be at. You can get there because you have like a goal for a specific date to fit in a dress or whatever.
Yeah.
You could really fall off. So he did it, and I didn't see him for like, I don't know, almost 2 weeks. He was like steadily doing the diet, and he texted me like the week I was going to see him at our next class, and he was like, "How's your diet going? Oh my God, I have so much energy with keto. It's the best." Meanwhile, I had hundreds of margaritas in those days. So when I saw him, he looked amazing and his fighting skill was better. He had all this energy bouncing around the ring. Come to find out, I wasn't going to see him for the next few days because he was going to a wedding out of the country. And I was like, oh, the rhythm is going to get you. Everybody knows it doesn't, and it's so funny how it betrays you. You diet, you do all these good things to go to a wedding, and all they do is pass around delicious foods for you to
Yeah.
eat. Cocktails, champagne. He's like, I could be good. I was like, oh, of course you can. So that was the point of naming the episode, The Rhythm's Gonna Get You, because it doesn't matter what you do. If you love food, it's really hard to stay away from carbs. It's so hard.
I already broke the rule this morning. Not that I follow keto. I thought I was inadvertently doing keto because like I'll like intermittently fast, but then I do like the sugar, like I do the natural sugars, like the fruits and stuff. I just used to be so much better. Like my fitness game used to be so much better and like fitness classes and stuff. And now it's just like, nah, I just had cinnamon raisin pretzels, which are the best thing ever. It's like having a million cinnamon raisin bagels, like tiny bagels in your mouth. So yeah, if I were following keto, I definitely already would have the rhythm already got me. It's been had me. It's hard to maintain stuff.
You were telling me, like, oh, I do natural sugars. I'm like, there are no natural sugars in keto. You're like, what do you mean? But it's a fruit. There are no oranges, lime, and even that is limited.
Yeah.
I'm drinking a pineapple drink that I made, a frozen pineapple, just to get a little sweetness in there. This is wrong. I'm not supposed to do that. I'm not supposed to. Like, you go for like a full week. You go like Monday morning's always that day where you're like, I'm gonna change my life, right?
Right.
So you wake up and you eat all the right things and all the full fats and avocado and blah, blah. Then you're like, by the time you get to the weekend and someone's like, oh, we're going out for drinks, you can make the right choice and get drinks that could follow keto diet, but nobody wants you to drink pure alcohol on
Yeah.
ice. Like, I just can't do it. So it's, you can't win. So it's very difficult, especially in the summer. And the summer is when you want to be most fit. But look at Natasha, she's so annoying. She's like, oh, I'm not following. She's so tiny. She's the tiny
I'm
dancer.
not though. Trust me, I'm not.
She's a little ballerina.
I used to, yeah, no, I used to like want a ballerina's body. Like I used to want like the flatness front and back, and now I'm like, no. You need a little like pow.
Hello. Hello. It's
Hello.
so funny how different worlds, different views, different cultures view body types. It's so funny to me. But I would love to be small for the simple fact that I get jealous when I see women, jogging in front of my building in the morning. You have to be spunky and fit to get up at 6:30 in the morning Go do that. Like,
and then to run.
and no one's chasing you.
You're not going to pay anyone rent, or like you're just running to run.
For me to run in the morning, and I have to like hire a trainer to get a vicious animal to chase me. And then I'll be like, I got this. Every morning, bring the pack of dogs and I'll start running. But I'm just not going to do it. There's no motivation to go, okay, go by myself.
Right.
What? On your mark.
Yeah, I hear you.
We'll get off the topic of diets because I just can't anymore, because that is a rabbit hole nobody wants to go into. Right?
Yeah. Yes. Amen.
So my greatest thrill of doing this podcast with you, my dear, is the fact that I get to ask you to watch shows that you're like obligated to watch.
Right.
Because we have to talk about them. So what are you watching currently?
I finished the whole Love is Blind series, right? I did that, even though I fast forwarded it a little bit. I started and then I just watched, you didn't tell me to watch this, but I'm surprised he's not come up in conversation, the Trevor Noah special. Who's my fifth at my table? I know I digress, but I finalized my table for five. He's my date. And if he starts talking about that Minka Kelly, I'm sending his ass home in an Uber, okay? Without a basket, Derek Jeter, not Derek Jeter style. All right, I'm not even playing. But he's my date at my table.
First of all, I didn't know you're gonna go down the whole Trevor Noah thing.
Yes, I watched his special. I didn't realize he does so many impersonations.
Yeah, he's amazing. The best thing about having a big time difference with someone is like one is always sleeping when the other one's awake. So you wake up to like random messages. And I woke up to, I love Trevor Noah so much. I've loved him for a long time. The funny part is I didn't watch The Daily Show too much.
Neither did I. I don't think I ever did, really.
I've seen clips that went viral for interviews or funny things that he's said. But I really mostly like watched his stand-ups with an S, and I had his audiobook and I loved it. He was talking about growing up in South Africa, being biracial, speaking 304 languages.
So cultured.
He is the universal man. He's amazing. Yeah. Didn't have such a big butt. He could have played James Bond. he's got such a booty. Got
yeah, they were. Booty. They kept showing him from the back on his like, I wish you would stand up, and I was like, hmm.
He's like a perfect specimen because he's not too skinny. He's not too fit. Like I can't take that. He's got all the attributes of things that you want. He's cultured. He's observant of people's cultures, which to me, I think is the highest thing on the list. For me, be observant. You don't have to be so immersed in someone's culture. Just to have a little bit about someone's culture or want or the desire to know.
Yeah.
So the fact that he comes from two different worlds, he has to be in the position, right?
I think anyone who comes out of Switzerland is so hot. Classy, gentlemanly, and South Africa too. Like I've known, like I think there's like a certain like respect that they have for others. I mean, and they're just physically just beautiful.
Yeah. I love the whole Viking. Anybody who's up north to me is a Viking, you know. I think my husband's a Viking. He's German. He's like, we're not Vikings. I'm like, you're a Viking. Okay. Stop it. You're a Viking and go get your spear and go get me some fresh fish. Please. The funny part to me is like this boy like learned German in later in life. You know what I mean? Like I'm just gonna learn German to identify with my father. He never really had to, and their parents were separated. He learned it for the simple fact, I just wanna learn it. Do you really wanna go down this whole Trevor Noah? We can make this whole episode about him because he's like so
No, let's get to our other topics. Well, so I finalized my table for five. Your table for five has been finalized, right?
But let's go back before you talk about this. Are we going to talk about Minka Kelly today, or are we going to save her for a whole new episode?
I mean, it's relevant. I guess we could. Like, Homegirl is doing something right because she's got herself like a collection of like mixed, beautiful men. So I want to do what she's doing.
A-list. Where are you finding them? What parties do you go to?
Right.
Because I don't understand how you're messing with, I think it's Jesse Williams or some something like this.
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy, the guy with the eyes. I don't even know what color they are. I just know they're like bright.
They just pierce through you. That's all that matters.
I don't even know what color they are. I have no idea. I just know that they're sparkly. She's messed with Derek Jeter. She's
Yep.
messed with Trevor Noah. She has to teach a seminar. Seriously, so many women are doing self-help seminars about how to get your life better and finances. I think that's great, and I would love to partake, but I want to go to Mika Kelly's school of like
Yeah.
bagging a bad boy.
It doesn't hurt that she looks amazing.
I know a lot of beautiful women. You're a beautiful woman.
Right. I guess it's accessibility. Like, where is she hanging out?
We have to be friends with her. It's not a threat, girl. We just want to talk to you.
It's not a threat. We're not going to tag team and jump you in the alleyway. We just need to know, like, where are the spots?
We have a couple of questions for you. We're not going to corner you in some alley. Girl, like what part? Like, I mean, I've been to some party. I don't get to meet these people. I don't have access. This Hollywood thing.
You've met a few, though, of all people. Like, my biggest, if we were ever on a celebrity game show, once we like reach celebrity status, as we'll manifest that, we also need to talk about our manifestations. The
Sweetheart, first of all,
interview
not
manifestation.
to blow you up, but you've been on television yourself. So
Right, but that doesn't count.
it's not even a thing. So that's the funny part to me. We're talking, okay, audience, when she and I are talking and a particular thing happens to happen, like happens to happen, like we're talking about an episode of The Office or something. And I'm like, oh my God, I know so-and-so from the cast. So nice. And he's so funny, or she's
Every
this.
single time, every
But
single time this happens.
I am very old. I'm like,
No.
you've lived a life and you've just run into people, you've met people. Maybe it was like serendipity. I don't know. This is exactly why I want to do the podcast, because there are a lot of people like us. We've had our little exposure, or we've met people, or whatever the case is. And it's like, yeah, we have funny stories. That's why I think a podcast is funny, because a lot of reputations could be saved, because I have a lot of good things to say about some celebrities and a lot of bad things. No, mostly good. But, and I was really hot back then. So, anyway.
You still are really hot, by the way. The picture you sent me yesterday, and we'll get to like what'd you do yesterday. You look mad good, very Caribbean. You went to beachy style. You had your aviators, your hoops, your hair. Like, you look very good. Backing up to what I just said, our podcast manifestations. We were gonna like introduce like, okay, our ideal interviews, right? Like our celebrity interviews, or what we want to manifest, like once we get like big and stuff, like who would you want to interview, whether it's like relevant or just like you've always wanted to. So my pick ran, it was sort of random that I was like, let's talk about the Fugees, and you're like, well, what are we gonna like, what are we gonna talk about? And I was like, I don't know, I just like love them. So my pick, my manifestation is Lauryn Hill. I would love to interview her. I feel like she would do our podcast in a heartbeat. She would like be real, and she's amazing, and I heart her.
Listen, if we and I don't know, the whole podcast world is so vast. I'm not sure if she's ever really done an interview.
Yeah.
But if we landed an interview with Lauryn Hill, our whole lives would change.
I
Like,
know.
we'd be like, nobody knows us one day to international superstars. She's so elusive. She is one of the last definitions of a superstar to me, because she
Yeah.
is not out there trying to be seen. Actually,
No.
she's trying desperately not to be noticed. It seems to me. I could be totally wrong.
Right.
But who wouldn't be interested in her? Like, the voice of a certain generation, like a really small period in time where this woman's voice used to give me goosebumps.
Yep.
If it was hip hop, if it was like a ballad, I don't know. Is that, did she do ballads? I don't know. If she did, if she rapped, if she sang, it didn't matter what she did. Like, she killed everything, and she was beautiful, and she was naturally haired, and she minimal makeup. She didn't even need makeup. And I'm turning around now, and every time I try to get connected to the like new kids and the new hip hop, these new girls, and they all look, sorry, love y'all, crazy ratchet to me.
Yeah.
Just too much body, too much everything. Eyelashes that just go on for miles. How are you blinking? They're so
I
heavy.
mean,
Like,
I get it. Lashes make the look, but some lashes, I mean, I guess to each his own. What
sometimes things affect your health. Some of these lashes are heavy,
Jesus.
okay? a full kilo on each side of your face. It's just heavy. You sleepy all the time because you can't open your eyes. The glue in your eyes. I don't even know if that's okay. This is another topic. All I'm saying, your dream guest would be all of the Fugees or just Lauren?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I hadn't thought about that. I was like just Lauren. But
Wait, 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 wait. Just remember it, and I'll send you the picture. I went to a party.
uh-oh, here we go. And I met Lauryn Hill. We were waiting online to go to the bathroom, and she gave me her number, and I sang up backup vocals on like the Fugees tour. It's like there's always something.
No, I'm gonna go back into my social media archives, and I'll show you. I went to a party right after the Haitian earthquake, and Wyclef was there, and I did not know he was going to be there. And there was a snowstorm that night. It was like in February. It was like a month after the earthquake, or 2 months or something. And he had already been there. Everybody, his name was like the top of mind, and it was like somewhere in the city, and like not many people came out. It was a private thing anyway. I don't even know how I got invited, and I went with a friend of mine. And we went to this party. Every cultural spectrum was there except for Haitian. He and I were the only Haitians in the room. So at some point, he had me come up on the stage. We chatted a little bit. We talked a little bit. And I was like, wow. And I was like, I'm so proud of you and everything you're doing for Haiti. I love you so much. And he was like, girl, thank you, girl. It was like a genuine, I mean, Haiti, Haitians have like gotten such a like a bad rap. We have like this like stuff that follows us wherever we go. But at that point in time, to have like the whole world know about like stuff going on in our country, it was bigger than the earthquake. You know, it was like symbolic of many things. And so he and I really didn't need to talk so much. It was just such a crazy time. And I don't know or care what they talk about with the money that was like, he's not sitting there counting money, okay? Like that's not his job. He's not an accountant. He thought he hired people that he could trust, okay? He's a musician. His name is Wyclef with cymbals in it. He don't care about no money. So the fact that I remember watching the footage. He got on a plane, went to Haiti that night with Anderson Cooper to dig people out of rubble, which he didn't have to do. So that's all I'm gonna say. But I never told you that story, so.
No, you never did. You saved it for the podcast, which I appreciate and hate you at the same time. But I, yes. Wait, so who would your podcast manifestations, who would be your dream interview?
Okay, so
Not just
my
one, who would be like the first? Like, who would you want to?
okay, so my table of six that we're always updating and talking about, we'll talk
Now
about that
it's
in the next.
six?
No, like including us. So if we
Including,
go,
that's right.
it's our party of five, the table of six, right? So that's different because I want different dynamics at the table. But if you and I could interview someone, I want to interview someone. So I don't know. So I need more time with that than I do my party of five, table of six.
Okay. And it'll be like every week if we could have like a celebrity interview, who would it be? Like it doesn't have to be like the one time.
Well, I'm with you with Lauryn Hill. Would be an honor, you know. So that would be amazing if she really wanted to do that. And I have so many questions.
She's definitely probably one of my girl crushes, which is also another topic that we were talking about. Girl crushes. And I don't know, I'll let you like open up the combo with this one.
It was so funny when you said girl crushes, and we say that like knee jerk. We just say it like it makes so much sense to say, oh, I have a girl crush.
Okay.
So I was telling you that I went to a bar with some friends the other day, and the bartender was so, she was so slammed behind the bar. She couldn't even make it to bring our drink. So I went and grabbed like a tray of our drinks and stuff, and I returned the old glasses to her. And she looked like Bridget Nielsen. And if you don't know who
Oh.
Bridget Nielsen is, guys, she was like, I don't know, Rocky's girlfriend in real life. She dated Flavor Flav. She's been
Flavor
all over,
Flav.
a Nordic goddess. She was 17 feet tall, and she was so stacked. She wasn't skinny. She was built. Tattoos everywhere. I'm like, girl, I'm in love with you. I think that's how we start talking about our girl crush. I did air quotes.
Right, which I agree, because it's like it's that a girl crush implies, oh, there's like not any attract, like it's not real. But I feel like as women, like there is natural attraction to other women, like certain types. So right, like I agree. We were like, ah, there should be like a better term than girl crush, because girl crush like implies like, it's not like really a thing.
It sucks to be a guy because of that double standard. Because if I'm talking to my husband, I'm like, oh my God, I'm in love with her. If I'm watching a movie and he's like, oh, really? Like, she's cute, but okay. But if my husband turns around and be like, yo, he's so hot, we're gonna have a problem, right?
Yeah, it's true though, but you bring up a good point. There, it's true. I think, yeah, I don't know what it is. I mean, I think maybe it's just because, like, the features of women, like, there's so much more to be, like, attracted to, or just like the femininity, or this is, I mean, and that's not true because some women you're attracted to and they're not as feminine, like it varies. But I do think there definitely is this double standard, and I definitely do think like women can be attracted and appreciate other women without it being like, oh, but I would never. Like, I feel like there is sometimes like that natural attraction.
Right. I wouldn't change being a female for anything, because we get to be fluid and we get to do whatever we want. And there's still judgment in this world. Don't get it twisted. Like, I know a lot of people are going through it all over the world, but even in, like, within America or Europe, depending on your religion and depending on your culture, it's still looked down upon no matter how far we actually come. So, but as a woman, people are just less threatened. I don't know if it's like a threat. I don't know what it is. So it's really interesting. And people, we need to, I don't know if we like take a vote going forward, like what we should call that, when another
Yeah.
woman who is, I guess, what we call heterosexual, which I don't think anybody is. Do you think people, that's another conversation. We'll save that for
Right.
another day.
Is sexuality a spectrum?
The spectrum. Speaking of which, I'm thinking about like our table, because I'm always thinking about our tables because they're always changing. This is something Tasha and I have been talking forever. If you had a bunch of famous people at your table, five people, six including yourself, at a restaurant, we shut the place down, it's just you six, who are you inviting? Which I think is an amazing question. No, me, I asked a friend yesterday the same question and she told me dead or alive, and I'm just like, I'll let her have it. But I prefer them to be alive, but her answer was, I was like, who? Anyway, she's European, so her answer was different, but there were a few Americans on hers, but I'll get to her. So I'm talking about girl crushes now. I don't know if, see, and I did it again. I'm talking about women who I'm attracted to, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to have them at the table because I don't know if I'll be distracted, but I kind of narrowed down my five for this episode anyway. So I had to really think about it because you keep asking me to, and you're like, focus. And I'm like, I can't, I suck. So I have, okay, are you ready? This is dope. I have, okay, Juliette Lewis. One. This is a woman who dated Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp, and a slew of others, okay? She was in some dope movies, and she herself is dope. I think she's so undervalued in our culture. And once she's gone, and I don't wish that, knock on wood, I just want her to get the respect she deserves, because I just want to talk to her and ask her about the parties she's been to in the 90s, because she's seen everybody. I think she's seen everybody OD as well. Not that that's a good thing, but she's been there. She's the things that she's seen. And I know she's had bands, she's done music, she's done a lot, but I wasn't up on it. But I want to hang out with her. Jennifer Lewis. From Blackish, you guys might know her from, aka everybody's black grandma in Hollywood, because she's played everybody's grandma since she was 35 years old. So she is an idol of mine. I love her to pieces. Her voice just commands attention, and she could write a song on the spot. It don't rhyme, it don't make no sense, but you're just like, don't stop playing, please. Because she's miraculous, and I got her autobiography, and she read it on like audiobook, so that was like 5 or 6 hours of greatness. And her life was very interesting, and just I just love her to pieces. So she would probably take over the whole dinner, and I would be in awe of her. Okay, and I want her to sit next to Juliette Lewis if that's possible. Yeah, then my new recent love. And we've spoken about her before. Her name is Ali Wong, if y'all don't know.
Y'all don't
She,
know, you better know. Yeah,
you better
she's
find
good.
out. First of all, my love for her has grown, and I don't know if they're still together, but I have a secret obsession with Bill Hader. It's
I
growing,
know
and
you do.
I need to remove myself from the obsession, because
And you're
he.
waiting for the stand-up where she spills the tea on her and Bill.
Listen, something is up with this dude.
Yeah.
Something's going on with him.
Oh, we know what's up with this dude.
Yeah,
Not personally speaking, I'm just, well,
I think
not.
he's definitely an NDA kind of guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listen,
No,
listen.
no gift basket, but definitely an NDA. Yeah.
Definitely NDA. I'm telling you, he is special, and she's got a special one, and I'm so happy for her because I think he's so phenomenal. And I don't know. And if you didn't, you have to see Barry. And as soon as I get HBO again, I cut off that service. You know how you do when you cut off a service and you get the
Yeah.
promo. So I'm gonna get it back, and I'm gonna watch it, and I'm gonna finish the season that I've missed. Even my husband loved the show. And this is the same Bill Hader who did Stefan on SNL, if you don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, so good. So good.
The versatility. This is what I'm talking about. Always cast comedians, comic geniuses in your roles for dramatic parts. So that's three. Ali Wong. All I did was talk about Bill Hader, which is so funny. I loved her before she dated him, but I love her more now. I love her whole life. Okay, if you don't know who she is, you might have seen her specials or even advertising, killing it on stage, saying the craziest things in the world. And I'm like in awe of her. She's amazing. She's at my table. She's sitting next to me. Three, four, Mindy Kaling.
Yeah.
Mindy was always on
The
my
one and
list.
only.
The one and only Mindy Kaling has been on my list since 19. Okay, that's a lie. Since 20. Okay. To the point where I was obsessed, and my friend Tosh is too busy to be watching nonsense, but I was like,
No, I was watching like garbage. No.
like, what do you watch? I think this is how the whole podcast came to be. And I was like, stop it. Stop what you're doing and go find the Mindy Project. Because, okay, if you don't know, now you know. And first of all, second of all, and third of all, my boy, Chris Messina from the Mindy Project, AKA Danny Castellano,
Your love.
AKA my passwords for many things in my life. He is blowing up right now. And I watched the Mindy Project when it came out, like when it premiered on Fox. Because I knew her from The Office. And actually, I knew a girl who grew up with her. That's another sidebar. They went to summer camp together in Boston. Stop. Don't say a word. Don't say a word. It's crazy because I went to her apartment once and I'm like, oh my God, that's the girl from The Office. And we never talked about it again. So Mindy Kaling has done so much for the Brown Girl Squad in the world. I love her so much. She's never going to be removed from my table. And then this one, like when I envision this, I don't know if you envision it. I do. When I'm trying to manifest it. When I envision like the shutdown restaurant, somewhere like Craig's, like in the city, like in LA, everything shut down and Rihanna is late. We were waiting for her. We're sitting there eating appetizers or whatever. And she comes in and her jacket has like a long train for no reason. And she was like,
She don't need a reason.
no reason, but she's come through like, am I late? I'd be like, of course not. we ordered your favorites, girl. Like everything's sitting there waiting for her. I don't know where I think she's gonna be on my right. So I think I want to sit next to Ali Wong. But the beauty of having a private restaurant, but I want to flex on people too. So I don't know if I want the restaurant to be shut down. Do you want yours to be shut down
See,
or?
that's an interesting question because I have not thought about seat placement, restaurant type, or do I want like it to be crowded or not? That's like the next level that I have to think about for the next podcast.
I do, you do. Write that down. Take
I
a
will.
note of it. I want you to do like make a diagram. I want to see your table.
A diagram, yeah, like a seating chart, like a wedding seating chart.
Yes, but like put though,
Since
this table.
that's not in my future, no. I'll do my table, my party five.
So that's my party of five. Now, last time I checked, you had like the entire cast from SNL
It was an
coming in
SNL cast party.
and I'm like, is this going to vary at all? You're like, nope, Tina
No,
Fey.
mine's now it's final. It's stayed pretty consistent. I still have my Tina Fey, Jimmy Fallon, Tracee Ellis Ross, Nicki Minaj, and now Trevor Noah. He was like my fifth.
You
It's
have
gonna be a funny. Is it a funny table? And it's like diverse. Yeah, like they're all like pretty chill people, I think.
Do you think Jimmy and Trevor Noah would get along?
That's a good question. I was thinking that. I don't know. Have they ever met? Have they been on each other's shows? No,
I have
like
no.
do late night talk shows like guest each other?
I've seen them do skits. I've seen them. I think when that Jimmy Corgan guy, what's his name? The British man.
Yes. No, isn't it James something? James.
James. And I told you my story about him, right?
No,
Don't
of
say
course you
anything.
didn't.
I
You
did.
also
Okay.
ran into him like at the supermarket and you bought like you shared like avocados or something and
No, I'm gonna tell it, and I'm glad that everybody doesn't like him now, because now I can share my story, because people loved him, carpool karaoke. It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. The thing was, I went to I was going to St. Louis Obispo's in California to go to a wedding. So as usual, you diet before a wedding, and I looked really good at that time. So when you go to LA, so my cousin lives in LA. Like my mom and I and her mom, we went to go stay at her apartment to make a longer trip of the wedding. So we were in LA, and when you go to that place, I don't know what it's called again, the Baroque. No. When you go to this open place where tourists go, they pull people and they're like, come to this show or come to that show for a taping. And you're like, blah, blah, blah. So what I was wearing was like a long flowy dress. I looked really good. My bosoms were intact. They looked amazing. So I was like, I get it. The guy was like, he basically was like, you have to come. And I was like, cool. So when they were doing like seating arrangements or whatnot, they put like my mom here, my aunt there, and they put me at the edge. And I knew that they put me on the aisle, like, because they did. And I knew that. I knew it, but I was like, there's not a chance that he's really gonna talk to me or pull me or do anything. So I'm like, whatever. During like rehearsal or whatever, I did speak to the warm-up guy. Like, I spoke to the warm-up guy and I gave a funny answer I thought was funny. And I sat my butt back down. And then when the live show came, I knew I didn't want to be on TV. Like, I'm audience. Listen, even for Tosh to get me online to talk face to face with her is
I
like a
know.
hassle. Okay. I'm very critical. So I'm just like, I don't want to be put in a situation where I'm like, oh, I hate the way I look. So I don't do it. So the Corgan man, the British man, was doing like a thing, and he was running up and down and pretending like, who's going to answer the question? I didn't raise my hand. I didn't raise my hand. I knew what the question was because they kind of prompt you before the show. So I didn't raise my hand. He's tapping me like, bitch, stand up. And I'm like, I don't want to. Like, I don't. And he was so pissed off. They did the show, and I won't tell you who's on the show because you might be able to watch the episode. But yeah, he did the whole show. He had the guests. I guess he has, I never watched it before. He has people, like all three people, British style, sitting up on the dais, up on the stage, whatever you call it. I don't know what you call it. And then at the end of the show, they told the audience not to move. They're going to re-record that whole thing. And he was so pissed off that he had to re-record that whole segment. Because I refused to stand up, but I didn't raise my hand. I didn't raise my hand, Jimmy. Jimmy? James?
No. Okay. Well, whatever.
Whatever. I didn't raise my hand, so you can't really be mad at me that I didn't stand up, but it would have looked awful on TV, the fact that I didn't stand up. And I feel like he was poking me. Stand up. And I was like, nah. So I knew he was upset with me that day, and I was like so embarrassed. And my mom was like, why didn't you stand up? I was like, because I didn't want to. I should have put her on the end. So that's my story with Mr. British guy? Yeah. What were we even talking about? I'm so sorry. I had to share that story. It's so
Oh,
cathartic for me.
if Jimmy Fallon and Trevor Noah would get along, and then we were talking about do late night shows like host guests each other?
Yeah, so I saw them do a farewell thing. Colbert, Fallon, Kimmel, they're
Oh my God, he should be at my table.
you see, your table's never gonna stop changing.
It's never gonna stop changing. Oh, I
Never.
love him too.
I know. Colbert is amazing. I love him. I've for a long time.
You're so serious. You're like,
You remember when we were talking about Strangers with Candy? And you're like, I love that show. And we both realized we love that show. And then you were like, he was on it. And I was like, yeah, he sure
I
was.
don't remember him on that.
Yeah, he
I gotta
sure
go
was.
back and watch.
He was a funny weirdo. And you still did not make it to the episode. First of all, oh my God, audience, I swear to you, if you ever do anything in your life, find an episode where Steve Colbert is on the episode of Mindy Project, the
I did
Mindy
get
Project.
to it.
You saw it?
Yeah, I saw it and I saw the bloopers.
You never called me
No, I
because
did. Didn't we talked about it, no?
that was the funniest episode you've ever seen of everything in your whole life.
Was it the funny that
Maybe.
I don't know that it was the funniest, but the bloopers to me was hysterical when he was like giggling, like he couldn't get through when he was at the pulpit. I was like, oh my gosh, I died.
Send me the bloopers,
It's
please, of
so
that.
good. The blooper reel is so, he's so good. And when he's like at the house and he's like, do you have cookies? Or yes, can you get something? Can you get it? he's great.
So good. I died laughing. I really
Yeah,
wanted
and
to.
the singing, the humming when he goes to the bathroom.
Was singing Walking in Memphis. He was singing Walking in Memphis
You
in the bathroom.
know, since we started the podcast, we didn't do a review of the Mindy show.
We didn't. I think we have to do a whole, like, did you finish the series?
No.
So when you do that,
Okay, so I'll go back to that.
not going to do every episode. We're just going to do the highlights of our favorites. Because,
Yeah.
okay, can you agree that show's very underestimated, underrated, or whatever?
Yeah, I didn't know that it was. I mean, I knew it was popular when it was like out. I just didn't watch it.
Like I said, I think I've mentioned it before in this podcast that Mindy single-handedly put sitcoms, like new sitcoms, not like reruns. She put like new content on Hulu. When she discontinued her stuff with Fox, she moved over to Hulu. And that's when I started getting a paid subscription to continue watching. I was watching Hulu for free with the commercials, but I'm
Right.
like, oh, I could watch her without commercials. So I did that. And I know that show by heart, like every almost all the lines of that show. I have a problem. It's a problem. So what?
It's your
So what?
favorite show. It's good. It's good to have a favorite.
There are some problematic episodes and subjects that involve culture and race and whatever, but I'm gonna let that go because overall, she is funny and I adore her. And shout out to Mindy, you look amazing. Okay. This is a subject to me that is I don't know, very sensitive because we were talking about it before and you're wondering why. And this is like the only thing that me and your dad don't agree on.
Oh boy.
Okay. First of all, audience, let me tell you, I love Tasha's papa so much.
And he loves you. He's always like, how's your German friend? Meanwhile, I'm like, she's not really German. She just lives there. But I'm like, well, we'll just go with it. Yeah, she's my German friend. But he like knows very well what you look like, who you are, where you're from. And he just keeps saying, he's like, how did she end up in Germany? And I'm like, we've talked about this. Like, I've given you the rundown. Like,
He could talk to my mom about it too, because that's her question constantly. I don't know why we were talking about it. Because our last episode, we start talking. You did this to me. Last episode, we were talking about Chili dating the Lawrence brother. And I was saying that he was also married to a girl from Dancing with the Stars, Chili Burke, and who I loved. I love her so much. And then you were like, thought it was someone else. And then we were talking about the host of that show. And I was talking about Tom Bergeron, like off pod. We were just talking on the phone. And I'm like, oh my God, you know who I miss? Tom Bergeron. And you're like, what? And I'm like, no. I love Tom Bergeron. And you were like, who says that? And I'm like, I did. And I stand by it, 10 toes down. Tom Bergeron should run for president. I had to make sure he's so sweet and kind. I had to make sure he's not Canadian so he could actually run. His demeanor is very Canadian, very nice, very like, I don't know. I feel like I always attribute that to Canadian men who are just nice and kind and just gentle people. So I was like, he must be Canadian with this whole demeanor. But he's like in the Midwest somewhere. And I'm like, you are eligible to run. I was like,
Yeah,
Tom.
you were advocating hard for his election.
There's something so soothing. First of all, I love dance. I don't do formal dance, but I dance hard. Okay.
You
And I
did.
know I dance hard. I know a couple of ballroom dancers. I know this, that whole world is tough. And I felt like as a host, he was so wonderful after people gave 3 minutes of the hardest minutes of their life, especially if you've never danced before.
Right.
And you just like embarrassed yourself if you were terrible. And he was so kind and I don't know, like alleviating you of all this like pressure, because you know how the judges are going to be and you know how the audience may be, but he was so amazing that I feel like if he was in charge of like, international affairs, he'd be so good at it.
Yeah, I was surprised with that, where you were like, that you liked him a lot. I mean, I thought it was just very random. It's not that I dislike him. I guess I never thought much about him other than he was the host on like funny videos and Dancing with the Stars.
He's just so funny and so smooth and just so calm. And this is what I like in presidents. I love the calmness of it. I feel like he could just make people feel at ease. You know what I mean? He could just make everybody in the room feel at ease, you know? If
Yeah.
there's a mishap, someone passes out, which has happened on Dancing with the Stars, a wardrobe malfunction, you know, boobies out. He would be so graceful and so like dope with it, like qu and quick. Like he's quick-witted, dope, and he just could handle all kinds of pressure. So I really think that Americans should consider, they put other people, celebrities in office. Like, hello, why can't we get Tom Bergeron? Why do I feel like I'm the only one advocating for this man?
Yeah, I think you kind of are. That's why I'm like interested in like your fascination with him, but I dig it.
I have nothing else to base it on but that he hosted America's Funniest Home Videos and he hosted Dancing with the Stars. That's it.
But you
That's all I
like
have.
his vibe, so sometimes
I
it's like you get a gut
do.
instinct about someone.
Thank you. So are you gonna help me? Like for the campaign?
Not really. I don't think so.
Like you agree with your dad? Like he's
I
not worth
don't agree with
being.
him. I don't dislike him. I don't think anything of him. Like, I don't feel one way or the other.
Why does your dad not like him?
I don't know. I'll ask. I think he just thought he was like a little lame. Well, he didn't watch Dancing with the Stars really when he was the host. It was more like when he was watching funny videos. So that was like a long time ago.
Your dad is more into Steve Harvey and
Oh,
his
yes.
blue
Family Feud is
humor.
on every day.
See, that's your dad's kind of host, which I love too. I love it too. I get that vibe. I get that vibe. He just wants someone more entertaining and funnier or whatever.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah, because it, like I've known Tasha for a long time, and I remember like one of the like I remember specifically about like telling me into detail how much your father loves Cedric the Entertainer, I think,
Yeah. The
and Steve
reason we watched that
Harvey.
show. Yes, he
But
loved the Steve Harvey show. Oh my God, if that's on re Yeah, why that never was on like it was on reruns, but like I guess they took it off. But I'm surprised it hasn't come back.
there were 3,000 shows on the UPN and the CW that just disappeared. And it's weird to see them now on Netflix. Like I saw the Parkers are on the Netflix. I
Oh.
saw I think Moesha's on the Netflix. I
Yes,
just
I saw that.
is it isn't it weird? Like I don't know what the ratings were. I think people knew who they were, they knew the names, but I don't know if anybody was really watching. I don't even know. That whole time, they acted like it never happened.
Yeah.
It's so weird. And then, like, you turn on the WB or whatever that those networks are now. It's like 40-year-old women playing like high school students,
I know.
vampires, and I don't know, just really, really weird stuff. And I'm not into Riverdale. Listen, I don't know. I
Yeah.
don't know. Yeah, it's bananas. It's crazy to me. But I mumble so much when I speak. I don't want this to be a factor of us not getting a sponsor because they're like, that girl's Mumbles McGee. But
No, you were good. You're good.
so even like learning German and speaking to my tutors or whatever, like when they're asking me, we're having a conversation, they're like, what'd you say? Like, 'cause the words are so similar. So now my tutor wears headphones. Like he just wears headphones so he could particularly like hear what I'm saying. I'm like, you don't have to do all that.
And props to you for learning such a hard language. I give you credit. It's not easy, and it's not easy when you're older either. It's definitely a harder language to learn.
I want to appreciate you for being kind to me because nobody else cares about my plight.
No, it's hard. It's hard.
It's a tough language. I went out last yesterday on a Monday. Went to like this beach club. Like, I don't know what, I think I was in a different state. I'm not sure, but whatever. It was really far from where I am. And it was great. And we're sitting there in the sun and baking and whatnot. And it was great because it just, we don't have that kind of weather here. Oh, so we're talking about stuff. Oh, and I have to tell you about her table of five. Can I tell you about her table of five? Being as a,
Yeah, do we might run out of time though. Maybe we'll do it
next
in the
episode. If you guys are curious about European table of fives,
yeah, European table five.
yeah, or specifically German table of five. There's some Americans in there. I think they were all Americans, to be honest, but it had to be someone we all knew. So until next episode, I hope you guys come up with your table of five and somehow let us know in the future going forward. Table of five, people of six.
Yes, and it's as always, it's been a pleasure, my friend.
Yes.
What are you doing for the rest of the day?
Cleaning as per usual.
As per usual.
Yeah, as per usual, it's going to be a Mexican night tonight.
Ooh.
We have everything sautéing and cooking and chopped and everything like that. Hubby won't be back till later. Are you going to hang out again with that person?
I am. We'll talk about that and maybe, yeah, we'll wait till the next podcast to talk about that. We'll chat. We'll dish.
I love it. I cannot wait.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. It's been another episode of That's Not the Point podcast, and we will check you all soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Bye.